We're lost, says my mother. She breaks and leans over the steering wheel. Her fingers, slender and old, grip the plastic tightly. We're over half an hour from home, in one of the residential neighborhoods we like the most. There are beautiful and spacious mansions here, but the roads are unpaved, and they're muddy because it rained all last night. Did you have to stop right in the mud? How are we going to get out of here now? I open my door to see how deep the wheels are stuck. Pretty deep, deep enough. I slam my door. Just what is it you're doing, Mom? What do you mean, what am I doing? Her confusion seems genuine. I know exactly what it is we're doing, but I've only just realized how strange it is. My mother doesn't seem to understand, but she does respond, so she must know what I'm referring to. We're looking at houses, she says. She blinks a couple of times. She has too much mascara on her eyelashes. Looking at houses? Looking at houses. She indicates the houses on either side of us. They are immense. They gleam atop their hills of freshly mown lawns, shining in the dazzling light of the setting sun. My mother sighs, and without letting go of the wheel, she leans back in the seat. She's not going to say much more. Maybe she doesn't know what else to say, but that is exactly what we do. Go out to look at houses. We go out to look at other people's houses. Any attempt to figure out why could turn into the straw that breaks the camel's back. Confirmation of the fact that my mother has been throwing her own daughter's time into the garbage for as long as I can remember. My mother shifts into first gear, and to my surprise, the wheels spin for a moment, but she manages to move the car forward. I look back at the intersection, the mess we made of the sandy dirt of the road, and I pray that no caretaker catches on that we did the same thing yesterday, two intersections down, and then again when we were nearly at the exit. We keep moving. My mother drives straight without stopping in front of any of the mansions. She doesn't comment on the huge windows or fancy doors, the hammocks or awnings. She doesn't sigh or hum any song. She doesn't jot down addresses. Doesn't look at me. A few blocks down, the houses grow more spaced out and the grassy lawns flatten. Carefully trimmed by gardeners and with no sidewalks in the way, they start right there at the dirt road and spread over the perfectly leveled terrain, like a mirror of green water flush with the earth. She takes a left and drives a little farther. She says aloud, but to herself, "There's no way out of this." There are some houses farther on, and then a forest closes in on the road. "There's a lot of mud," I say. "Turn around without stopping the car." She looks at me with a frown, then pulls close to the grass on the right and tries to turn back the other way. The result is terrible. Just as she manages to get the car in a vaguely diagonal position, she runs up against the grass on the left and brakes. "Shit," she says. She accelerates and the wheels spin in the mud. I look back to study the scene. There's a boy outside, almost on the threshold of the house behind us. My mother shifts gears, accelerates again, and manages to move in reverse. And this is what she does now. With the car in reverse, she drives across the street, goes into the yard in front of the boy's house, and draws from one side to the other across the wide blanket of freshly cut grass, a double-lined semicircle of mud. The car stops in front of the house's picture window. The boy is standing there holding his plastic truck, transfixed. I raise my hand in a gesture that wants to apologize or warn, but he drops the truck and runs into the house. My mother looks at me. "Go," I say. The wheels spin and the car doesn't move. "Slowly, Mom." A woman pushes aside the window curtains and looks out at us, at her yard. The boy is next to her, pointing. The curtain closes again, and my mother sinks the car deeper and deeper. The woman comes out of the house and starts to walk over to us, but she doesn't want to trample her grass. She takes the first steps along the path of varnished wood, then corrects course to come toward us, practically walking on tiptoe.